We'll hear it again.
Because you ate rasgullas once in your life.
Did you ever eat them again? You ever ate rasgullas twice? Yes? No? You only ate once, never ate again, right? So it was very sweet and you enjoyed. So Leela, we want to hear over and over again. Eating, do you eat once and never eat again? We eat so many times, 10, 8, 9, 10 times a day, at least. But Leela, we hear once in a life, okay, forget it, I don't want to hear it again. So one time during Sharad Ras in August, Radharani came to the Rasa dance a little late, and she saw so many gopis dancing on the bank of the Yamuna with Krishna. Feeling neglected, Radharani became angry, and sulking in love and pouting, she entered a very unfavorable mood of opposition toward Krishna called Maan. Alone, Radharani left the Rasamandala, crossed the Yamuna, and came to a solitary forest. Can you imagine? A lady, 1 o'clock at night, leaving the Rasastali when there's thousands of gopis and Krishna and some security and safety, and then leaving that and crossing the Yamuna, which wasn't 5 feet wide, like a mile, a mile or 2 miles wide, 3 kilometers wide. And how she got across? There's boatmen at 1 o'clock in the morning. You ever saw a boatman at 1 o'clock in the morning? They do go home and sleep. Who are they going to tell? Who's moving at that time? Nobody. And how can a boatman see Radharani anyway? Just as even in Ramlila, Ram can't see Sita. He took Maya's Sita, not the original Sita. He has no adhikar to see Sita. So what to speak of a boatman seeing Radharani in the middle of the night of the Rasa dance? So somehow she walked on the water, I suppose. She walked across the Yamuna because the Yamuna is an expansion of Vishakha. So the Yamuna just parted and she walked across, I suppose. Parting of the Red Sea. So she came crying in separation from Krishna. And she was crying and crying and crying. And all of her tears of separation formed a sarovara called Man Sarovara. Krishna left the Rasa dance because he considers that Radharani is the binding link. Like the Rasa dance is a circle, Rasamandala. That's like on a bicycle or a motorcycle, you have a chain. And there's one link, one section of the chain is called the binding link. It has a little thing like this. And you pull it, and then the chain falls apart. Each link is the same except one. One link is the binding link. Link, 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 and then binding. So when that comes across, and when if you take that out, then the whole chain is worthless. It doesn't work. It doesn't spin. So Radharani is called the binding link in that chain of the Rasamandala. If you take her out, then the chain doesn't turn. Even there's thousands. Even Padmapuran says that Maharas dance, there were 2 billion gopis. Lots. 2 billion. And so those 2 billion gopis became zero. 2 billion zeros. It's like if you have so many zeros and no one in front of it, that doesn't mean it. So one is most important, the digit before the zeros. So Radharani is that number one. She's the only one and the number one. So then she left and the chain of the Rasa mandala broke. And there was no mandala, there was no Rasa, there was no Rasa circle. There was no chain. So then Krishna left and he came here. He also walked across the Yamuna, I suppose. He found Radharani here. And to break her man, he offered his Venu at the head of Radha's feet. Admitting his fault, Krishna promised Radha that he would never act like that again. Of course, he does so many times, he promises. Every time he promises, he must go like this. He crosses his fingers and he holds his fingers behind his back, however you do it. And it means that I'm not going to keep my promise, because he promises and breaks his promise, promises and breaks his promise. So in this painting that's being worshipped here, Krishna is offering his head and flute at the lotus feet of Radharani in an effort to break her huff, her sulky mood of man. Krishna is looking at Radha as if to say, Smara garala kandanam mama shirasi mandanam deha parapalavam udaram. This is a very famous line from Gita Govinda, one of the songs from Gita Govinda. It's very... Smaragaralakandanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi parapalavam udaram. Oh Radha, The beautiful flower blossoms of your feet counteract the deadly poison of amorous love, Smara Garala Kandanam. And they extinguish the fearsome fire of the pain of that love, which rages in my heart. Please be kind and decorate my head with your flower-like feet. Dehi Parapalavam Udaram. So this is a line from Gita Govindam. So the idea that Krishna's face, he seems to be saying this as he's looking at Radharani. One day, Lord Krishna said, "Oh Radhika, this Sarovara and my heart are the same in nature." Then Radharani replied, "Yes, this lake also is like my heart, and any person who bathes in this lake will certainly find a place in my heart." Srimati Radharani ki jai. So now, tell me what I just said. Damodar. Yes. No, the part about heart and Radharani's discussion. Radharani's last part. What Krishna said to Radha and what Radha said to Krishna.
Maharaj, whoever bathes in this lake.
Before that. Hearing is amazing, huh? You can understand how difficult it is to hear. Prabhupada tells in the first canto how difficult it is to hear. One cannot hear with rapt attention unless he's pure in heart. And one cannot be pure in heart unless he's pure in, what is it? In his habits of eating, mating, sleeping, and defending. So if one is pure in his habits of eating, mating, sleeping, and defending, then he can hear purely. Now, there's so much impurity and contamination. Like, three people said three different things. I only read one thing. So when you're trying to remember something, or when you're hearing, you should try to look for parallel. It's called parallel points. Heart, heart, heart. Krishna, you know, Krishna's heart, Radha's heart, my heart. And who? Them and me. You know, you should, when you try to hear things, you try to, it's like binary computer, you know, you put it in parallel files. Find the similarities, because it's not, it's so difficult, it's almost, it's just heart. It's Radha, Krishna, me, and heart. There's only three things to remember, all the other little fillers are here and there. After this, this lake was called Pokhara Ridaya, and the villagers simply call the lake Radharani. Ridaya means heart, Ridaya, and Pokor, like you play poker? No. Pokor means lake. Gwalpokor, Pokora, whatever it is. So this is called, this lake represents the heart of Radharani and the heart of Krishna. So this is a very nice explanation. We are just saying that as Lord Shiva, he attained Gopi Sarup by bathing here, then there's a chance, if we would receive the blessings of Purnamasi and Yoga Maya, that we could also receive the same benediction that Lord Shiva attained by bathing here, of attaining Gopi Sarup. But what's being told here, the Radharani is saying, that's, of course, to be in the heart, that this lake represents the heart of Krishna and the heart of Radharani. So Radharani is saying, anyone who bathes here, he'll have a place in my heart. So there's no one dearer to Radharani than Sri Rupa Manjari, Lita Sakhi. So if we have a place in her heart, that means we have Bhav. And we have to have, her heart is full of Mahabhav. And that Mahabhav is reflected in the hearts of her Manjaris and Sakhis. So if we have a place in her heart, that means we have a touch of Mahabhav with us. We can understand something about that Mahabhav. But that Mahabhav takes the form of a body, of a body. Radharani's body, her transcendental body, is made of Mahabhav. So in order to, if we're going to receive a position in Radharani's heart, that means we'll also receive a suitable spiritual body, or siddhadeya, which means gopi sharir, or manjari sarup. And then with that manjari sarup, we will experience the reflected feelings of Radharani's mahabhav. Mahabhav sarupini Radharani ki jai, Rasaraj mahabhav ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Okay, now let's hear another rendition. This is about Shiva bathes here and becomes a Braja Gopi. Because there's a Pujari's version, which is always interesting, and sometimes little different. We like to always hear. And there's also what our acharyas and scriptures are telling us. So we like to hear everything and then follow our guru varg. Shiva and Parvati are always meditating on Radha and Krishna's Astakali Lila. Lord Shiva has written many descriptions of the Astakali Lila and many songs to glorify Radharani, like Radha Kripa Kataksha, and many songs and prayers in Urdhvanaya Tantra and Rasalasa Tantra. And so he and Parvati, they have to do something up there in Mount Kailash. There's no TV and no stereo, and they have to pass the time somehow. No soap operas, and no malls to go shopping in. So it gets kind of boring. So they what they do is they just discuss Astakali Lila, and they meditate on Radha Krishna's Astakali Lila. So once, during Krishna's Prakat Lila, or manifest pastimes, Lord Shiva desired to see Krishna's Ras Lila. So he immediately left Kailash and came to Vrindavan. The Braj Gopis stopped Lord Shiva and said, "No male but Krishna can enter the Ras Lila." Then he asked the Gopis, "How can I gain admittance?" They said, "You must worship Yoga Maya." Yoga Maya appeared to Lord Shiva and took him to Mansarovara. And he took a bath. And when he emerged as a beautiful Kishori Gopi, Shivarani. Shivarani Mahadeva ki jai. Shivarani ki jai. Radharani ki jai. Yogamaya Purnamasi sat Lord Shiva inside a kunj and told him that he could witness the Ras Lila from a distance. During the Rasa dance, the Braja Gopis, they felt no happiness. Just like in Shiva Sangam. In Shiva Sangam, sometimes Mahaprabhu was dancing in his Prem Ras, his Ras Sankirtan, in the mood of Ras Lila. So that when he was engaged in his Prem Ras Sankirtan in Shiva Sangam, sometimes he wouldn't feel any ulas, any happiness. And he would ask Shiva, "Is someone here, some unwanted person here, is hiding somewhere or snuck into this kirtan? I feel some bad vibes." And Shivas is looking around here and there, where's the bad vibes? Then he looked behind the curtain and he found his mother-in-law. And anyone knows that a mother-in-law definitely means bad vibes. So immediately he says, "Hey, mother-in-law, out, jao! Jao, Jarati, out!" So he ejected her from the kirtan hall. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Yeah, yes, now I can enjoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Shivarani ki jai, Radharani ki jai, Gopishwar Mahadev ki jai." So now Shivarani is sitting in the kunj, looking at a distance at the Rasmandal, while the Astasakis, Radharani, Krishna, Rasaraj, Rasavihari. But during the Rasa dance, the gopis, they were not feeling any happiness. So they were suspecting some intruder. So they searched around the Rasa Mandal, around the outskirts of it, from one kunj to another. And there, they found Shivarani. And they asked a question about her identity. Braj gopis, "What's your name? What's the name of your village? Who's your husband, father-in-law?" The new gopi, however, could not answer the questions. And she started crying. I don't know my name. Yoga Maya didn't give me a name. I don't know what village I'm in. I don't father in law. Damn, I don't know my father in law. Yoga Maya didn't give me any name. Nor did she arrange for my birth. Oh, excuse me. Yogamaya didn't give her any name or arrange her birth from the womb of a Braja Gopi. And Yogamaya didn't marry her to any Gopa. Getting no replies, the Braja Gopis started slapping her around. Just see, Lord Shiva, so powerful, the most powerful personality, Lord Shiva. And the Gopis are smacking her. "Hey, you Gopi, ta, 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 ta."
Oh, tom, tom. They were slapping him so much because he was disturbing the rasa dance. Even though he's in Gopi Roop, okay, big deal. But he didn't enter in the prescribed way, no permission, no admission. So although he had rupa, he didn't have the bhav, and he didn't come in the proper channel through the parampara. First he entered Boma Vrindavan and born from womb of a gopi, then you get married and all these things. And have parakiya bhav, then leave your husband and go to Krishna. These are all prerequisites to enter Radha Krishna's confidential service in Mandriya Bhav. So they were slapping his cheeks until his cheeks became swollen, all puffed up. And they beat him upside of the head. Seeing Mahadev's misery melted Yogamaya's heart. Because after all, she put him in this predicament. She's the one that gave him a gopi sarup, gave him the advice to bathe in Mansarovar. So she stuck him with a gopi deha, and then she came back to visit her new gopi and saw him all beat up. What happened? Your husband hit you? That's what usually happens. Seeing Mahadev's misery, Yogamaya's heart melted. So she, Yogamaya, told the Braja gopis and Krishna to be merciful to her. So then Krishna gave her the name Gopishwar and gave her a boon that no sadhaka would be able to enter Vrindavan or Krishna's Madhurya Leela without first receiving the mercy of Gopishwar. From that time on, the Braja gopis used to regularly worship a Gopishwar Linga to get the seva of Krishna. Even the gopis are showing this mood of submission to authority to get the service of Krishna. So this is a nice pastime. There's so many varieties of these different pastimes according to different sampradayas and different acharyas. So I think we'll stop here and go take a bath. And you better figure out what your name is and who your mother-in-law is and who your father-in-law is, what gown you came from. If you say Noida, you'll definitely get detected. If you say Mumbai you better figure out some gown right away. Get some fake ID. Typical India, fake driver's license. And get all. And when you come up with your gopi sarup, and then you get checked at the gate, security clearance. You better have the proper papers to get through the security check. If you don't have it, otherwise you're going to get beat up side of the head. If you don't have the proper identity, you can't get through the security clearance. They may suspect you as being a terrorist. Trying to terrorize the rasa dance, like Shiva. This is a very beautiful pastime here. Is there any questions? Anyone who doesn't want to become a gopi, then please don't bathe in this Sarovara. Mansarovara ki jai!